The West Live. The West Live with Ben O'Shea.
This story broke yesterday, and it's really, really one that is a nightmare. These meth-smoking parents have managed to avoid jail for neglecting their child, but the details of the story are absolutely horrific.
Yeah, they got suspended jail sentences, and this, you know, sometimes there's not much that surprises you in this job, but this was just disgusting. So these two parents have been in a different room, basically just getting high on meth. And in the next room, their two-year-old toddler was being beaten and abused by her older siblings. Now, all those siblings are 10 or younger, so obviously they need some help. But this child was bitten. She was bruised, she was beaten, she had infected fingers and toes, and an injury that's usually only seen in rugby players, cauliflower ear. So she was beaten so badly and so often that her injuries were something that you'd see on an elite sort of contact sport player.
Yeah, which is from repeated injuries
repeated
to the
injuries.
Ears. That causes like the, you know, like the tissue and blood vessels and everything to just become completely trashed by those repeated injuries, and they end up with this crazy swelling of the ear. Like, I actually could not believe when I read that that was one of the injuries that this poor little kid has sustained.
That poor little girl. And they did take her to the doctor, and they said, you know, her big brother did it, blah, blah, blah. But then they took her home. The doctors called police. That's when police came, arrested them. They got their suspended jail sentences, but they still have custody. They still have this little girl, which to me, that surprised me more than them not going to jail.
Yeah, all you can hope is that it's just a massive wake-up call for them and they just, you know, lift their game. Like, just it's so hard though, right? Like, we know how addictive meth is, and just it ruins families all over Western Australia, all over Australia. But gosh, you just really hope that things are okay for that little girl and her older siblings as well, right?
They obviously need help.
Yeah. Because it's a cycle that just continues, goes around in circles, and it's like you wonder how it's going to end up.
To have your say, or if you have a story, email the team at thewestlive@wanews.com.au.